Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Are things falling apart here? Oh, okay. It's a good thing we're doing these now, because we couldn't play that fast come Sunday. Here's a song. I had a little adventure a couple weeks ago. You might have seen some of this on television. It was called The Ducket Fire, and it was the second largest wildfire in the country, I guess, and it came this close. You know, it got evacuated three times and had to get the horses out of there. It actually came about 1,200 yards from the house and was blowing down. Generally, these wildfires out west will go up the mountain, but they can make their own atmosphere, they say. And for people to understand physics, which wouldn't be me, I was just shocked when I saw the fire coming down the mountain. And wind was blowing it, and the fireman made a courageous stand about 200 feet from the furthest house back on the mountain, and no structures got burned. And so it was time for all of us grateful people to write a letter to the fireman, right, and thank them for that, because I've never seen any braver people. And I go up in those mountains. I'll carry a little sissy backpack with some water and usually strap a gun around my waist in case the lion doesn't kill me, I can finish the job. And these guys were putting on like 100 pounds of equipment and a tank on their back and wading up through that forest. I mean, it's the San Isabel Wilderness. Mountains, I know it's hard to believe, but bigger than knees. In fact, I don't know how high we are here, but I know my house is at 8,000 feet and the mountains are way up there. And then they'd come down, they'd be exhausted, soot covered, and lay under those trucks, and people say, go up, and they're covered with soot, starving to death and dehydrated. And we had one neighbor that said, see, that's the way government workers act. So, came time to write a thank you note, and sure enough, we had one stick in the mud. Said, well, don't thank those people for laying around under those trucks. There you go. At any rate, told you that to tell you this. I have two neighbors that their ranches go clear up into the wilderness, and their wooden corner post got burnt. And I didn't even know this, and I should have known this, because I've farmed a long time. Turns out that fencing has a certain tensile strength, and when it gets burnt, it can't be used anymore. And several miles of fence got burned, and these guys are up there in the mountains trying to replace this and keep the cattle in. And I just like to explain this kind of stuff to people that like to eat. Ranching ain't as easy as Roy Rogers used to make it look. This is a song about people that do it.
Though since I'm my saddle, old Dunny and me's gonna drive up the cattle where the snow used to be. Ain't much for nothing, still I can ride. And the springtime's coming up on the divide. Springtime's coming up on the divide. Old Charlie, he sold out and lost everything. A 52 Chevy in a Navajo ring. Busted flat open, split open wide. And the springtime's coming up on the divide. Springtime's coming up on the divide. Springtime's 2 years since I gathered the stone. 22 more since I made her my bride. Then the springtime's coming up on the divide. Springtime's coming up on the divide. Now my granddaddy come here in 33, and he's worked in this saddle that my daddy gave me. I'm hoping there's someplace we can all rope and ride. And the springtime's coming up on the divide. Springtime's coming up on the divide. Swallow your cattle and he gnaw at your soul. You dig